The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
85850. That's GUY to 85850.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hello there, folks. Hello and welcome to the Don Crow Show. Here we are on a Monday again already. Great to have a good weekend. I was out in Arkansas hanging out with my brother as he celebrated his 80th birthday. Still going strong, I might add. And he and his wife celebrating 60 years of wedded bliss in their anniversary, 60th, the diamond anniversary, as a matter of fact. And on top of that, it's been quite a year for him. He was just honored a few months ago by his denomination, 50 years as a pastoral pastor in pastoral ministry. So it was a great time to celebrate with my brother Gary, and we don't get to see each other. Well, like most of you, I'm sure, once the kids grow up, once we as people grow up, the scattered to the four winds, hard to get together. But anyway, that's where I was on Friday, headed out that way, and glad to be back. Yeah, feeling a little bit of travel fatigue. So I could spend about a half hour telling you the fun of getting back from Northwest Arkansas through Chicago. Never happened. I can tell you that much. It never happened. It never happened. Anyway, we'll save that for another day. Hey, we do have some important things to talk about. We will give you an update on our campaign with the dear friends at Heart for Lebanon. We've made some good progress. Still a way to go. We'll get to that, tell you about it, and so forth as we proceed. But as you know, there's and this is such a positive sign to me. There is a growing level of awareness and interest of religious persecution that I have not seen up until recent years. Now, part of that, I'm sure, is because there is, in fact, an exponential rise in that whole horrific situation for so many people. And then also, I believe the church is finding its voice on these matters in a new way, as it desperately needs to. And even our U.S. government is becoming more and more engaged through the State Department and elsewhere on some of these very important human rights violations, not only for Christians, I might add. We mentioned last week in our conversations how Chinese Muslims are being re-educated, in quotes, with all that that means, in special camps. So religious freedom is a universal gift from God, and it's not to be a bridge against anyone. But as we say, it's continuing to grow. Excuse me. Headline right now from Christian Post, Samuel Smith filed a report, Fulani killings of Nigerian Christians meets standard for genocide. This according to an organization known as the Jubilee Campaign. Our good friend Faith McDonald is part of that, others as well. An international human rights NGO has submitted research and data to the International Criminal Court contending that the standard of genocide has now been reached when it comes to massacres of Christians, Christian farming communities in Nigeria by Fulani militants. The Jubilee Campaign, which advocates on behalf of religious minorities across the globe and successfully petitioned the ICC to indict Boko Haram for their killings across northeastern Nigeria, submitted its new report, Nigeria, the genocide is loading, to the ICC's investigative offices in The Hague, last week. The report documents the increasing scale and severity of Fulani militant attacks against predominantly Christian farming communities in Nigeria, and chronicles at least 52 Fulani militant attacks before the start of from between the start of this year, 2019, and June. I mean, that's halfway through. There have already been 52 identified Fulani attacks against Christians. In fact, human rights lawyer and Jubilee campaign director Anna Bowalda said in a panel discussion in Washington this month, "Nearly every day I wake up with text messages from partners in Nigeria, such as this morning, herdsmen stabbed 49-year-old farmer to death in Ogun." She said, "Frankly, I don't know where Ogun is. I don't know this 49-year-old farmer, but when I wake up and read that, I weep. It's the conscience of all of us around the world that need to weep when we read that. If you get that every single day and that's how you wake up, you realize that it is up to us to do something." And this piece goes on, again, Christian Post reporter Samuel Smith writing, "While the Nigerian government and others have written off the Fulani militant attacks as merely part of a decades-old farmer-herder clashes," that's how it's been couched since I've been tracking it all these years. "Well, it's really just a territorial in terms of farmland versus grazing land, and it's really also involved in some tribal conflict, but it never is. It seems most of the world's not willing to identify that this is in fact a genocide against Christians in Nigeria." So anyway, we'll continue to track that. We do a lot of reporting on that. We'll continue to do so when to pass that latest piece of world news on to you. And speaking of world news, AP story out of New York, government restrictions on religion have increased markedly in many places around the world, not only in authoritarian countries, but also in many of Europe's democracies. This according to a report surveying 198 countries, a report released today. The report was released by the Pew Research Center, covering developments through 2017, also seeking to document the scope of religious-based harassment and violence. And regarding the world's two largest religions, it said Christians were harassed in 143 countries and Muslims in 140. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back to some other things that will give you an update on where we are in our campaign with Heart for Lebanon. And we have a busy afternoon ahead, so stay with us.
Albert Moeller for townhall.com. The state of Maine has now legalized physician-assisted suicide. The Associated Press, in their reporting on the story, said reporters were, quote, "declaring it in line with the state's tradition of individualism and opponents insisting the practice tempts fate," end quote. Let's just look at that again. In line with Maine's historic tradition of individualism. That's the claim of absolute personal autonomy that we see elsewhere today, but it's here packaged as part of the state's long tradition of individualism. We're told that physician-assisted death can be pursued when reasonable medical judgment would produce death within 6 months. But the culture of death always says, here's all we want. We will draw that very clear line. But it always presses on, because the logic of the movement presses on. And where the logic is allowed to go, the law will frighteningly follow. I'm Albert Moeller.
The Pepperdine School of Public Policy, impacting policy decisions today, preparing public leaders for tomorrow.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Do you need to sell your house yesterday? Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sale strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
The advice that she gives, if you listen to it, you do what she says, you'll sell your house in a hurry. Christy would get the house sold, and that's really what we were after. Our house sold in 3 days. We listed and ended up with $9,000 more than we were asking for the house. We were delighted with that. Everything was handled just in an incredible professional way.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services.
Thinking of changing your lighting? Need an expert electrician? Go to aactionservices.com or call 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
I'll give you another number that I know can be used to really be a blessing. That's 888-249-5222. That's the number of our campaign with Heart for Lebanon. And I want to take a few minutes to thank some folks who have been giving very generously, moving us much nearer to our goal. Now, let me tell you what the goal is first. Some of you have heard me mention it, I know, a number of times. Others maybe not. Our goal is to provide Christian education, food, and essentials for survival. Did you hear that? Now, when you and I go out to get the needs that we have for ourselves or our children or our families, I doubt it's at that level of desperation where we just need enough, literally, not figuratively, but literally just enough to survive, right? Can you imagine having to live permanently in that, on that razor edge, I guess, is a metaphor of starvation and death and danger. And that's where these families are in these refugee camps in Lebanon. But Heart for Lebanon, by the grace and providence of God, has stepped into those situations and is providing for, I think they're working with like 3,000 families right now. But obviously they can't do it by themselves, which is why we've teamed up with them, and we had Jack and Tom here last week telling us more specifically about the needs. But our goals are to provide those things I've mentioned, essentials for survival, food, basic. I mean, I'm sure there are no steak dinners. There are no beautiful pieces of baked salmon. There's none of that on their diet. I hope you see the contrast with what we have available to us in this country. versus these dear people who have every right to God's love and grace that you and I have, and every right to have a decent and livable life, but they're just surviving. They are just hanging on by their fingernails, as the old saying goes. Heart for Lebanon is there with them, reaching down, pulling them up, and really ministering to them, bringing them food, bringing them essentials for survival. But at the heart of it all, at the core of all, a core of it all, and I would say surrounding it all, inside and outside, so to speak, as far as Heart for Lebanon, they are really committed to bring them into the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ through salvation and through the gospel, and give them a good Christian education in the academics and the things that those dear children need and now can't get since they've fled from their home in Syria. So what we've been asking you to do is help us provide for at least 102 of those families. That's our goal. It's a $35,400 goal, and we reach that figure by taking that $102 and multiplying it by $348. Because as we've been telling you, a one-time gift of $348 provides food, education, survival essentials for an entire year, folks, for a family of six. Now, you wouldn't mind feeding your family on that, maybe on a monthly budget of $300 or $400 a month. Probably some of you spend more. My point is simply to develop the contrast with what we have here. So we have so much here, and thank God for it. There's no reason why we should begrudge what God's given us. But he does say to us, to whoever much has been given, to that person, that individual, much is also required. Because there's an obligation comes with God's blessings. As God said so long ago to Abraham, I will bless you that and make you a blessing. So anyway, more to the point, we still need some help on this project. However, since the weekend, you've provided for 65 of those families. That leaves us a goal to go of just 37 more families. That's $12,000, $12,800 remaining of the dollar goal. But I like to talk in terms of the children or the families or specific individuals, because that's really what it's all about. It's not to reach a dollar goal. It's not to say, well, we raised X number of dollars. That's not really what it's about. It's how many people can we help? How many families can we rescue? How many families can we lead to the Lord Jesus Christ through the love of God and through the demonstrated love of Christ with the food and with the help that Heart for Lebanon's giving? So we need another 37 folks or a combination thereof to step in and say, hey, we're going to get this done together. Let me thank some folks first. Vivian in Windsor Mills, Maryland. Vivian said, look, I can give $116. That's $29 a month for 4 months, for example. That's 4 months is what I'm saying. Let me see. We had several of those. Carlos in Laurel said, I'll give $116. Sarah in Myersville, Maryland, said, I'll give $116. Catherine in Ashburn said, I'll give $116. Jemima in Washington, D.C. said, I'll give $60. That's 2 months, right? That's more than 2 months, actually. Just over 2 months for a family of six to receive all the things we're talking about. And then Glenna in Fairfax said, I'll do a whole family. I'll give a $348 one-time gift, and I'll provide for an entire family for a year. So you can see you can give at whatever level you want. If you can only afford to call and give a $29 gift, you say, should I do that? Will that make any difference? Well, you tell me. It'll feed a family for an entire month, and it'll take care of that family's food and essentials for survival and as well help with their Christian education for a month. I'd say it's pretty strategic. So if you can give for one or two or three or four or five or 10 months or whatever, and we've said you can break it out over a period of time. If you want to give $29 a month for 12 months, at the end of that 12-month period, you will have ended up providing for a family for an entire year. It's not complicated. It really isn't. And we've broken it down so that just about everybody can be a part of it. I want to give you that number. I want to share that number and website with you. And then just a quick clip from Camille Melke. He is one of the founders of this great ministry. But first, here's the number. And again, if my goodness, 37 folks listening right now, and Julie, is it too presumptuous to suppose 37 people are listening? I'm sure there are many, many more of you than that. You love WAVA, you're loyal listeners, you're loyal givers as well, I might add. We need your help. I need 37 folks who would be willing to say, hey, I'll do what Glenna in Fairfax did. I'll give that 1 year gift of $348, one-time gift. Or any way you want to break it down, as we've already said, $116 provides for 4 months, $29 a month. But would you go to the phone right now as we are going to be moving through this afternoon, 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222. One more time, 888-249-5222. And yes, you can go online, go to WAVA.com. You'll see the Heart for Lebanon banner. You can click on that or just enter the keyword heart, and that will take you where you need to be as well.
It's maybe from my voice, the excitement, right? The sense of God has us here in a time and location in history that is unprecedented. This is an opportunity time, God-sized opportunity time like never before. Right now, you could see a wave of people in great anticipation at what God will further do in our midst in the years to come. Because I believe that the crisis in Syria is a long-term crisis, unfortunately so. But I also believe that right now we are starting to reap what has been sowed for many, many years in the lives of the refugees. We are seeing churches full of Syrian refugees. We're seeing Muslims coming to Christ. We're seeing children now being the greatest testimony and the best evangelists within their communities. This is the result of many years of hard work. And greater, I believe, by faith, far greater results are coming in the near future. You know, we've been on our knees for years, decades. I know from childhood, hearing in our church, oh Lord, give us breakthroughs and inroads into the Muslim world. Give us opportunities to reach out to the Arab world. We prayed that we would send missionaries to the countries around us. Well, there's no need for that anymore because the Arab world is here. The Muslim world is here. It's amazing. The country of Lebanon is the largest per capita host of refugees. My goodness, this is incredible. We've never had a field so ripe, so ready for the harvest.
When the Heart for Lebanon team found little Peter sitting by the road selling water bottles, he was brokenhearted and had just been shaken up by the Lebanese police.
I was selling water so my family could survive. We left Syria because of the war. My daddy was shot and killed right in front of me. My mother grabbed me, and we came to Lebanon.
Peter is one of the thousands of children who have fled the horrific effects of war and terrorism. Most are living in makeshift tent cities with dirt and disease everywhere. It's the worst humanitarian crisis since World War II. But Heart for Lebanon is there, providing a Christ-centered education.
It was over 2 years since I went to school. But thanks to Heart for Lebanon, I'm learning again and I know I have a future. I don't have to sell water bottles anymore.
You can provide a future and a hope for these innocent victims of war and terror. Your monthly investment of just $29 will help Heart for Lebanon bring Christian education, food, and survival essentials to someone like Peter and his family. Call now, and please be as generous as you can.
And you can do that very easily. That number I've been giving you, 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222. $29 provides the items that Jack just told us about, Christian education, food, the very basic essentials for survival. And it does it not for one person, but for an entire family of six for an entire month when you give that $29 gift. And obviously, if you can do what some done said, hey, I can do a couple of months, you know, $58. I can do 3 or 4 months, $116. I can do 6 months. I love the way it's broken up so that anybody can say, hey, I can't do a big thing by maybe somebody else's standards, but I can do something. I can really be involved in what God is doing. Folks, I've met Tom Adama. I have not met Camille, but I've met Tom Adama, and of course Jack has been with us. And these are men of God. These are men who are obeying God's call. This is kingdom labor that you can feel very safe to be a part of. It will be a wise, eternal investment in the lives of Syrian refugees in Lebanon when you call 888-249-5222 online at WAVA.com. This hour's programming being brought to you in part by Heart for Lebanon.
This story is called The Ugly Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-393-1881. That's 800-393-1881. 800-393-1881.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Hussein was only 9 years old when he proudly wore his cross pendant to his school in Turkey. As he continued to proclaim his faith, the opposition against Hussein's faith grew stronger, and even his teacher, an Islamic leader, began to beat him with a wooden rod. After 3 weeks of beatings, Hussein had a seizure, and his parents transferred him to another school. Still, at 11 years old, he suffers persecution as a Christian. But Hussein says, it's okay to suffer for Christ, and we should be happy to suffer for him. The Lord is with me. Let us not forget the children who also stand courageously for Christ.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Paula Sagan from A&E's hit TV show Flip This House with a message for everyone who's worried about money and wants to start changing their life. Next week, my brother and I are sponsoring a free real estate event right here in Washington, D.C., and you're invited. In just 2 hours, we'll show you how to get started turning what we already know into income by tapping into the multi-trillion dollar real estate market. You'll learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in your area and about strategies to acquire income properties using other people's money to produce cash flow every month. Financial independence doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. So there's just one thing you have to do. Register now for our free 2-hour real estate event and take a giant step closer to the life you've always wanted.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. 270 is closed on both the north and southbound sides between 121 and 109 due to some low-hanging wires. Right now, delays more than 45 minutes northbound from 118. Southbound also stop traffic from Fingerboard Road. You want to avoid that if at all possible. Rockville Pike also jammed up where it's being used as a bailout. Also, 295 trying to recover from an accident. It's going to be blocking that right side of the ramp from southbound DC 295 to inbound Whitney Young Bridge. And you want to exercise some caution over at East Capitol Street.
Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now.
I'm Taryn Galbraith with traffic on WAVA.
A flash flood watch is in effect from this afternoon through late tonight. Partly sunny and humid this afternoon with a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm. Those storms could bring flash flooding and damaging winds, the high 91. Mostly cloudy tonight with a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm. Watch for flash flooding, tonight's low 68. Mostly cloudy, not as warm tomorrow. Couple of showers mainly early in the day, the high 79. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Support for Lebanon, 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, WAVA.com online. Jack Hibbard here with me, and also Tom Adama. And Jack, take us once again to Syria and really what we're talking about here.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've had the opportunity to be in that troubled part of the world many times over the last couple of years, many visits to the country of Lebanon. But honestly, Don, I don't think I'll ever forget my first trip, because it's there I met a little girl by the name of Rahaf. This little beautiful girl spent, believe it or not, 5 days in a cave as she and her family ran from the horrors of war in Syria. We've seen, I know lots of us have seen pictures of some of the stuff that's happened there. And this little girl came from Aleppo. That's one of the places where I know we've seen a lot of photographs over the years of the terrible things that have happened to the people there in Syria. Well, Rahaf came from Aleppo. It was an awful, horrifying situation. But I got to tell you something. Rahaf, Don, was one of the happiest kids I've ever met. It was really incredible. I remember she came running across the playground at the Hope Center in the Bekaa Valley in the middle of a bunch of kids playing. Now, you know, she knew, obviously, we were from America, but what you're about to hear was unsolicited. Well, let me back up. What you're about to hear is me recording her saying something that she said to me unsolicited. I want you to listen very closely to this. But I think you'll hear through the book, Broken English, the changed life that's happened in Rahaf.
Hello, my name is Zahar. I'm 14 years old, and I live in Delhamia. And I moved to Lebanon because of the war. My home fell down. I thank God for Lebanon because he learned me about Jesus. Jesus changed me for the best. I love Jesus so much.
I think you could hear that, right? She said, I love Heart for Lebanon because Heart for Lebanon learned me about Jesus and Jesus changed me. And you could see it, Don, in the middle of really some terrible, terrible circumstance. This little girl, like I said, not only left the horrifying effects of war and all that trauma that obviously she had, but she lives in a farmer's field with literally dirt and disease everywhere. I mean, I don't think I can adequately paint a picture for people as to the conditions that these folks are living in, well below the poverty line. And yet, here she is with a big smile on her face talking about her newfound faith in Jesus. And I got to tell you, folks, I think Rahaf is a great example of the impact of your monthly investment to Heart for Lebanon. You know, we found Rahaf in that tent settlement, first providing the essentials that were needed for her family to survive. And then we started a relationship with that family and with her that gave us an opportunity to share the gospel, and her life has been forever changed. Her despair has been turned to hope thanks to folks like you. $29 a month sustains hope for a family of six, and as you help Heart for Lebanon provide food, Christian education, and essentials for survival, lives are changed. You know, perhaps you could be even more generous today. Maybe you realize, look, God's been really good to me. Maybe you could do $87 a month. That would take care of three families. Can you imagine taking care of 18 hurting refugees right now? Whatever God's laying on your heart, make the gift by calling 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. Or online at WAVA.com. We've got a little goal now, between now and the top of the hour, to take care of five families. Every $29 a month investment, we'll take care of one of those families for an entire year. Will you make the call right now?
And Tom, we're going to hear the story of Peter after this next break, because we have more time coming up in the next segment. But talk about how Heart for Lebanon ever ended up doing what it's doing, because as I recall, this was not your original mission, was it?
No, I started going to Lebanon in 2001, teaching biblical servant leadership to pastors and missionaries from Syria, Jordan, Iraq, and Lebanon, 285 of them, did it for 14 years. Every 6 months I'd show up for a couple days and pour my life into them and do Q&A and have a great time. But then in 2006, our conference coordinator, Camille Melke, was with me, and the news came on and said that Hezbollah started to take two Israeli soldiers from the border, and then we had a new war on our hands. Once again, Lebanon was drawn into a war with no fault of the people of Lebanon, but because of the circumstances of Lebanon. And I looked at Camille and I simply said to him, how long are you going to be the president of a Bible school that's doing a terrific job? And how long am I teaching biblical servant leadership before we do something practical for your people? And what happened at that day after the old proverbial napkin was, we want to make a practical difference, not just a difference in their humanitarian aid, not just a difference in whatever it is, but we want to be a natural response. We want them to see our compassionate heart because Jesus was compassionate to us. And so we want to share with them in an unconditional, holistic way by building faith-defining environments that Jesus Christ is their Savior, can be their Lord, can be their Master. And so it's not just about bringing them to faith. It's discipling so that there can be an indigenous mission force to go back and reach their own people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what Heart for Lebanon is all about.
Folks, that tells you as succinctly and clearly as we can how wise your kingdom investment is in this ministry. Heart for Lebanon, rooted deeply in the gospel, but getting the message, as Tom just put it, that we're not just building the disciples, but what are we going to do about all the other brokenness outside? What are we going to do about a huge Muslim population that is more ripe for reaping than it's ever been, as Jack was telling us a bit ago? So it's such a strategic gift. Yes, Christian education, food essentials for survival for a family of six when you give that $29 a month gift. But it only happens when you pick the phone up and call 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or give online at WAVA.com. Stay with us. We have a lot more to share.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's GUY to 85850.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. U.S. stocks opened the week on a positive note, with technology shares pacing the modest advance. The Dow Industrials edged up 17 points, the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite rose 57, and the S&P 500 added 8. Semiconductor stocks rallied after analysts at Goldman Sachs made positive comments on the memory chip industry and upgraded three chipmakers' shares to buy from neutral ratings. Stock of Applied Materials surged 6%, Lam Research jumped 4.5%, and Micron Technology rose 3.7%. These continue to be good times for the rental market. The latest numbers from Zillow show that rent growth accelerated in 49 of the top 50 markets in June compared to a year earlier, Milwaukee the lone exception. The median monthly rent was up 3% from a year earlier to $1,483. Annual rent growth was fastest in Las Vegas, up 10%, Phoenix up 8.4%, Orlando at 7.4%, and Jacksonville 6.6%. That's Your Money Now.
Baseball season is in full swing. It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip!
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent!
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah. Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BUCK for a 20-cent gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 45 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code BUCK. Save money on gas on every fill-up. Download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BUCK. That's B-U-C-K.
Making a difference in the world with a simple gift of $29 a month. Come on, folks. I mean, talk about leverage. You know, you can't really take your kids to McDonald's for 29 bucks for a one-time around the horn, so to speak. You know that, and you're a generous audience. You've given so generously through the years, and this is another of those occasions when we get to partner with a really strong, legitimate, deeply gospel-rooted ministry known as Heart for Lebanon. And as a matter of fact, Tom Adama, one of the co-founders of that ministry, is right here with me in the studio, along with Jack Hippard. And you were going to tell us a story about Peter.
Hey, Don, I sure am. And Peter is one of those stories that I love to tell because it represents a whole lot of stories. Maybe 95% of the stories follow this same unfortunate route because Peter comes from Syria. And we have the young men and women stand up in front of other young men and women and share their story because it helps with their emotional healing. We want to deal with their physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. So Peter got up in front of his group of peers, and he started to say, like most of our kids say, hey, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. The bomb went off. The building came down around us, our apartment complex. I watched my grandmother, my grandfather, my father, and 2 of my older siblings all die in front of me. My mom came in her nightgown and pulled my sister and I out of that rubble in our bare feet, and we took about a month to walk into Lebanon. Not sure how we made it, but we made it here. With absolutely nothing, zero, except for the night clothes on our back. Heart for Lebanon helped us with some family care to sustain life and put us here in the educational program and children's activities, and we're very thankful for that. The teacher looked at Peter and said, Peter, what do you want to be when you grow up? What's your dream? He said, my dream, what I want to be when I grow up, is to be a terrorist. I want to revenge my great-great-grandfather's death by the infidels. Now, when Peter told us the story a year and a half ago, he was 9 years of age. But he's been going to school since age 5, not to learn academics, not to learn character traits, not to learn leadership skills, not to learn the Bible, but to learn how to shoot a gun to kill somebody. And that's what he went to school for every day, 5 days a week. His father and grandfather made sure that he went to school to be a radical group. If you met Peter today, and I hope you come with me sometime to Lebanon and do that, you'll see a real smile on Peter's face, and if you ask him, Peter, what do you want to be when you grow up? He'll tell you he wants to be a peace officer. Not sure if that's a police officer or a pastor, but he will tell you this, and this is a direct quote, what I want to do is go back to my people and share with them the love of Jesus Christ, because Jesus changed me, and he could change the people in my country as well. That's what your investment of $29 a month does. It changes people like Peter. Radical groups are training these young men and women for Christ. And I'll keep saying it. If we as Christians, this is unacceptable. This is horrendous that we're allowing this to take place. Because we will clean up the mess one way or another that the radical groups are going to make. And I would rather put my $29, as my wife and I have taken a couple families, and help them find Christ as their Savior. Give them the opportunity to change their life. Give them an opportunity to be a missionary for Jesus Christ to their own people group. There's nobody better than to reach the children with the gospel of Jesus Christ than people like Peter. And this, today, is our Esther moment for this generation.
Time to call is right now, folks. powerful, powerful opportunity to reach into a troubled area and literally bring change that is eternal. 888-249-5222. Your gift of $29 a month, providing Christian education, food, essentials for survival for a refugee family of six. That's less than a dollar a day, 98 cents a day. Come on. 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222. Online at our website, wava.com. There's a banner. You can click on that and you can make your gift there.
Ellen was depressed, angry, and living in despair, a long way from the home she loved.
At first, we had stability in Syria. But after the war started, I lived in fear every day for myself and my family. We wanted to stay, but soon realized that we had no choice but to escape and leave our home.
Millions of refugees have faced the same reality of having to escape in the face of war and terrorism. For Ellen, this change proved more difficult than she ever imagined.
Traveling for miles by foot, trying to escape with all my children was very dangerous. We lived in daily fear of ISIS ambushing us on the roads, and that journey was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
What Ellen never expected, though, was what awaited her and her family once they reached the refugee camp. It was there that she met Heart for Lebanon.
More than anything, I wanted my children to have an education, to be cared for and feel safe. And the Heart for Lebanon team showed me great compassion. Through their kindness, God began to change my own heart. I'm no longer angry or depressed.
Ellen and her family also finally heard, for the first time, the clear truth of the gospel.
We had heard about Jesus, but never learned about him. This is the most important thing to happen to me, to know Jesus. I didn't know Jesus as a savior, and now I come every month to Bible study and learn about the love of God. It is very different in Islam. We lived in fear. Christianity has taught me about love.
And Ellen's kids, like so many other refugee children, have responded to the gospel and received Christ as their Savior. Despair turned to hope. You make this happen when you give to Heart for Lebanon. A monthly investment of $29 will sustain hope for a refugee family of six by providing Christian education, food, and survival essentials. Please know this. When you give today, lives will be changed. Thanks for being as generous as you can.
And you can do that right now with a phone call to this toll-free number, 888-249-5222. One more time, 888-249-5222. If you prefer to give online, we're all set up for you there. Just go to wava.com. You'll see a Heart for Lebanon banner. Click on that and make your gift there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rick is really good at snoring. Very good. As soon as he hits the pillow, it's like... That's what it sounds like.
Rick and Robin got Z-Quiet for snoring. Listen to their story.
One of the first nights that Rick's used the Z-Quiet, my son said the next day, "Dad, I didn't even hear you in my room."
And with the Z-Quiet, I'm not being kicked and nudged and bumped and, you know, told to be quiet and roll over.
Before the Z-Quiet, not getting a restful night's sleep was pretty common for both of us. Waking up the next day, you're groggy, you're tired, you're grumpy. And with Z-Quiet, it's the total opposite.
It's been great. Getting a restful night's sleep is great.
Z-Quiet works for both men and women. Go to GetZQuiet.com and enter promo code SAVE to save 20%. That's GetZQuiet.com, promo code SAVE to save 20%. That's GetZQuiet.com. Promo code SAVE.
With 4,500 buyers in our database, we'll sell your home in 58 days or we'll buy it. Call Chris Craddock at the Redux Group, 703-429-9778 or ChrisCraddock.com.
Heart for Lebanon is helping bring desperately needed relief to at least 102 families whose lives have been ripped apart by the ongoing war in Syria as they've been forced to flee across the border into Lebanon with nothing but the clothes on their backs.
But because of Heart for Lebanon's ministry of love and compassion in the form of Christian education, life-saving food, and other survival essentials, many of these people are coming to real faith in Jesus Christ. Your one-time gift of $348 or $29 a month for 12 months will help Heart for Lebanon continue to meet the needs of these families when you call 888-249-5222 or give online at WAVA.com. $348 will provide for a family of six for one full year or $29 a month for 12 months, but anything you can give will make a difference when you call that number, 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com, keyword heart.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
A-Action Home Services. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
As parents and grandparents, we would love to have our children in Christian school. But financially, it's tough. That's why WAVA Radio is partnering with select Christian schools throughout the greater D.C. area to offer a limited number of half-priced Christian school tuitions. These tuitions are literally half off the regular price of tuition. Learn more and see the list of schools at WAVA.com. Click on the school bus or call WAVA and talk to us about your options for saving half on tuition. Terms and conditions apply.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
888-249-5222. Your gift of $29 a month provides an amazing thing. Christian education, food essentials for survival for a family of six in a troubled region of the world, Syria and Lebanon and that whole region. We're going to talk more about it throughout this campaign. But your gift's going to make a difference. And Jack and Tom are here to help us understand how vital your giving is.
Well, and when you talk about making a difference, you know, Tom was talking a couple of moments ago about Peter and the difference that has happened in his life. We were talking to children recently. You know, every year, Don, at the end of our school year at our Hope Center, we ask the kids to tell about a defining moment in their life. And I want to read something. I also want to play something real quick before our next break. This came from Shana. This is what she wrote. Listen to this. We were in Syria. We knew nothing about Christ the Lord. But when we came to Lebanon, I joined Heart for Lebanon School, and it's there I got to know that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and he can save my sin, and that whoever worships him will have eternal life. That's what your investment does, and it does in the lives of little girls like this. Listen to this. This is one of our little girls in our Hope Center reciting a passage of scripture from the book of Hosea. Listen.
Who is wise? Let them realize these things. Who is discerning? Let them understand. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them.
The righteous walk in them. The ways of the Lord are right. Folks, that's a Muslim-born little girl who's given her heart to Jesus Christ. But that only happens as you give. That gift of $29 a month is going to help provide that Christian education, food, and essentials for not just that one little girl, but it's going to provide for the entire refugee family of six. And like Don said earlier, it's just under a dollar a day, 98 cents a day. I've got to confess, I spend 98 cents every day and don't even think about it. I did it this morning buying my cup of coffee, which was probably twice the price of that. So what's the value of one of these little boys or girls? I think it's at least that, right? 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. Listen, we're looking for five people before the top of the hour to take care of the next five families. You do that with every $29 a month gift. We've had one of those taken care of, So now it's just you and four others to the phones at 888-249-5222. If you can't make that monthly investment, be as generous as you can when you dial 888-249-5222, or you can give online. It's safe, it's quick, it's easy. WAVA.com. Just click the Heart for Lebanon banner.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.